All right, let's just open up the energy centers in the body in the beginning. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some deep breathing and then we're going to settle in. So it helps to sort of set the body up so that you can elongate or expand the lungs. The way we do that is just stack the head over the shoulders over the hips, and allow yourself to feel the sit bones pressing into the floor below you. So it's almost like the body is like a mountain where it has roots deep into the earth through the sit bones. And the peak of the mountain rises up to the sky, up through the crown of the head. And the awareness starts to draw itself in and back into the center of the body, along the front of the spine. And it's as if there is a tube of life force that moves from the base of the pelvis all the way up through the crown of the head. You've probably seen images or pictures of this. And so you can imagine it in your own mind's eye. And now I'd like you to start to bring some attention to the breath, the movement of the breath, its natural movement. As you breathe in, you want to imagine that there's life force moving up that central channel from the base of the pelvis all the way up to the crown of the head. And as you move, as you exhale, that life force or that light or that energy moves down the central channel. So once again, as you breathe in, life force up the channel. As you breathe out, life force down the channel. Good. So just keep moving like that for a moment. As that light moves up and down, you're unobstructing that central channel. That's it. You're freeing up life force moving freely throughout the body. As we get stressed, we create constrictions in the flow of life force. But through deep breathing, we free up those obstructions so that life force can move freely, particularly in that central channel. So we're going to explore different sections of that channel. We'll start at the lower belly, where you're going to be breathing into the section of that channel in the lower belly. Pause at the top to feel the expansion, to sort of unobstruct the flow. Hold. And then slowly, consciously letting the breath go. Pause at the bottom and begin again, breathing in lower belly. Pause, hold, and release. And go at your own pace, freeing up that life force in the lower belly. Good. On that next in-breath, breathe the lower belly and the upper belly so that the whole belly is nice and round. You can feel the expansion along that central channel. Hold. And then slowly, attentively, letting the breath go, pause at the bottom and begin again. Strong breath. Strong expansion. And as the breath goes out, it's a strong contraction too. This is cleansing breath. A little different from soothing breath. On that next in-breath, breathe into the lower belly, the upper belly, and then the ribs at the bottom of the rib cage. Expand outward, pause, hold it out, hold it in, feel the expansion, and then slowly, consciously, but strongly, contracting the lower belly, pulling it back toward the spine as you exhale, pause. And begin again, lower belly, upper belly, ribs. Widening out, pause. Drawing the lower belly in as you exhale. Contracting the belly toward the spine. And begin again at your own pace. Good. On that next in-breath, you're going to breathe in from the lower belly all the way up to the clavicle at the top of the lungs, top of the chest. That's it. Drawing the lower belly in, contracting it, contracting the whole pelvic floor, and then beginning again. Lower belly, upper belly, ribs, center of chest, pause. Keeping the tongue soft, the palate open, receptive. And keep breathing like this, remembering life force going up the central tube as you breathe in. Holding. And down that central tube as you breathe out. Using that strong breath to free up the life force in that central channel. making sure you pause at the top, get present, and pause at the bottom and get present. While the breath is strong, there should never be any strain in it. So, for example, when you pause at the bottom, if you notice that you're gasping for air, it means you're pausing just a little too long. And you can start to experiment with how long you want to pause at the top. Maybe you want to pause a little bit longer or even shorter. It's up to you. Start to experiment. See the effects of your work. How it affects your mind and heart. Notice what it's like when you really contract the abdomen at the bottom. Notice what it takes to move that life force up the central channel, to drive it up, and to push it down, to pull it down. And notice how different it feels at the bottom of the exhale compared to the top of the inhale. One is contracted and inward. The other is open and expansive. These are the two opposing forces of life. To go in and deep, and to go out and to connect. Be passive and receptive. And to be active and connective. And now let the breath come back to its natural rhythm. No effort whatsoever. Other than to observe the effects of your practice. Withdrawing the senses inward. Toward that central channel. Stilling the mind. In the center of the body. Perhaps moving up and down with each breath. Till the mind is ready to still and steady within the heart. located somewhere around the throat, the chest, or the belly. With a peripheral awareness of breath coming in and going out, the primary attention is in the heart. As the attention rests in the heart, the fluctuations of it, the movement of it, the turnings of the mind and heart, the emotions, they start to still. And in this stillness, we start to see a reflection of ourselves, our true nature, which is pure awareness. Just noticing. Thoughts come up, just thoughts. Anger comes up, just anger. Pain comes up, just pain. Just noticing. Noticing without any commentary, other than perhaps a label. Each breath marks a new moment. With each exhale, the previous moment has died, and you are reborn into the next moment. So the inhalation is birth, the exhalation is death. into the all story of Morgan becomes just that, a story. Instead, it's just pure awareness, being born, dying, being born, dying, born, dying. Into pure presence. No I, no me, no mine. Just the moment that's passing. And another one. Just the awareness of the moment. And now the next one. Until you recognize yourself as the sky rather than each cloud of thought or feeling passing through. Not that those clouds don't pass through the field of awareness. Of course they do. Of course you feel them and you think them. But you're more than each one of those thoughts or feelings. And so resting as we complete this in that wide, spacious awareness, letting the eyes open but gazing downward, letting a little bit of light enter. And only when you're ready, you can bring this to a close.